business. Wow. Because you know what? Maybe we ought to ask the Lord. Amen. I want to please the Lord. I want to please God. Well, look with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians, if you would. 1 Thessalonians, I'm just going to read to you just a verse or two here, because I want to, then we'll preach to you just for a little while, all right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And also, while you're doing it, turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. And then I'll read to you there as well. John chapter 1 Thessalonians 4, 1. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. To please God. The book of John chapter 8. Jesus says, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Pleasing the Lord. And I'd like the Lord to be pleased with me. I'd like for the Lord to show pleasure in the things of my life. Amen. When God looks at my life, I want him to be pleased. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 says, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God. Amen. I want to please the Lord. I want to please the Lord. Galatians tells us, Galatians 1, amen, that we please God. Colossians 3, amen, whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord. Amen. Do it to please God, whatever you do. Amen, that God would be pleased with my life. Amen, I want to talk to you today about having a passion to please. A passion to please. Amen. That would be an awesome slogan for a restaurant. It is our passion to please you. It is our passion. If you went to a restaurant that had, then that was their mission, was their passion that you be pleased. They would go to the greatest effort and the greatest length to make sure, amen, that everything was just right for you. If it was really their passion. If it was their passion, they would hire enough employees that there was always somebody there to wait on you. That you would never have to worry about somebody looking out. You would never be delayed. You'd never have to wait for your food. But it would always, your service would be prompt and on time if they had a passion to please. If they had a passion to please, they would not give you anything that was not completely perfect to eat. They would, let me tell you, your salad would be perfect. Your meal would not, you know, have you ever went through one of these fast food restaurants, and when you get your food, it looks like they absolutely threw it together? When I say throw it together, I'm talking about put a box out there, take bread and throw it, and meat and throw it, and cheese and throw it, and everything else and throw it, and then put it in the box, close it, and shake it up real good and give it to you. Because you look at it, and it's like, how am I going to eat that? Man, if there was a passion to please, when you got your food, it would be well presented to you. Everything would be in order. Everything would be nice. If it had a passion to please, whenever you got your food, it would actually be hot if it's supposed to be hot. And it would be cool if it was supposed to be cool. And it would be cold if it's supposed to be cold. And your ice would be actually frozen. If they had a passion to please you. If that was their mission, if that was really what they had, they would go to the extra mile. There would be somebody coming by your table. Is everything okay? Is there anything I can get for you? Was your food satisfactory? If you said, no, I'm really displeased, well, let me get you something else. What else can we get you? There will be no charge. Oh, remember those days. Now, what they do is, Now, whenever they give you something that's dissatisfied, they want to give you three more of the same thing that you're dissatisfied with. As if that's going to make it all better. You know, I don't like this sandwich. Oh, we're so sorry. Here's three or more of them for free. Oh, yeah, I'm going to enjoy that. But if they really had a passion to please, I mean, do you have a passion to please God? What if that was your motto, if that was your mission as a Christian, that you would please God? It is your passion to please the Lord, that you live to please God. When we talk about something being a passion in somebody's life, amen, it is something they eat, sleep, and drink it. I mean, they are consumed with it. That is what they think about in the morning. It's what they go to bed thinking about. It is the passion in life. If it becomes your passion to please the Lord, amen, it should be something that consumes you 24/7, that I want to please God in everything, in every area. And if I disappoint God, then I am disappointed. It is my passion to please. If something is not right, I will work to make it right. If I fall short in some area, I'm going to give my effort to make sure that it's done right. Amen. In the service industry, a passion to please. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if in the home improvement there was a business that our mission is a passion to please? We are not going to leave until you're satisfied, completely satisfied with our workmanship. Your property is cleaned up. The trash is gone. Every nail is picked up off the ground. Everything is put back in order just as it was. Why? Because we have a passion to please. If we as a child of God developed a passion to please the Lord each and every day, that we would go to the extra end and every effort, amen, to make sure that God is pleased with us. Amen. If some of you went about your job, amen, as you went about your job as a Christian, how long would you have your job? Right? Yeah. Because most people, about halfway through the day, they would say, you know what? It's too hard. I'm tired. Nobody appreciates me anyway. Right? If most of us say, you know what? This is too tedious for me. Too tedious for me to read the Bible this long, to work this long. This is too much for me. I can't do it. There's too much pressure on me to be something else, to do something. I can't do this. We would quit. We would give up in our job, and we would be unemployed all the time. Where is our passion to please God? Why should we have a passion to please the Lord? Why should we strive so much to please God? Should we not strive to please God because of all that He's done for us? Amen. Should we not try to please God because of all of His benefits to us? Of all of the blessings that He has given in our life? That He saved you, that He delivered you, that He forgave you? Amen. Shouldn't you try to please God? Amen. After all, well, look what the Lord has done in your life. Amen. There should be a passion to please the Lord. A desire every morning, Lord, I want you to be pleased with me because of all that you've done for me. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help me, God, to please you. Help me, Lord God, to develop a passion in my heart and in my life to please you. Lord, if it wasn't for you, where would I be? I'd be lost without God. I want to please the Lord. Amen. Why should we please God? Why should we please the Lord? Amen. Isn't He the one that pours out more blessings on our life? Amen. I believe the more that you please God, the more your life will be blessed. Amen. The more that you please God, the more benefits it'll come your way. Amen. The more that God is pleased with you. Amen. I believe that God blesses His people. Amen. God does not take and should not show gratitude to those, amen, that work and strive to please Him. But our God is a gracious God, and He pours out His blessings on those, amen, that have pleased Him. Hallelujah. I want to please the Lord. Amen. There's a need for us to please God. Amen. There should be a desire in our heart, amen, for every one of us to please God in some way, in some form. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help me to please you. Why should we please the Lord? Amen. We ought to please God that we might abound. Amen. That our life may be greater and more glorious than what we've ever known. When you please God, you think you're blessed now? Amen. Get a passion to please God and see the blessings of God come onto your life. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe we need to strive to please God. Amen. And how do we please God? How do we please God? Romans chapter 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You know what? You can't do it in your own flesh. It's not in our flesh that we please God. Amen. We strive to please God. Amen. In ways that is not just in our physical body. Man, we said in our class, you know, our righteousness is filthy rags. Right? All of our righteousness is filthy rags. But I want to please God. I want to have a passion to please the Lord. Amen. I want to do whatever I can to please God. Amen. I want to make my life a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. When he looks at me, what is it that pleases God? I believe that number one, amen, a clean, pure heart pleases God. Amen. I want my life to be pure. Even as he is pure, I want my life to be clean. Amen. I don't want to have sin in my life. Amen. So therefore, if I want to please God, I need to remove sin from my life. I need to try to live a life that is above sin. I need to go every day with a passion to please God. Amen. If there's one thing that I know displeases God, it's when I have sin in my life. When I fail God, when I have sin in my life, I know it brings him displeasure. So I want to have a passion to make sure that my life is clean. Amen. It is my passion to make sure, amen, that I live a life above sin. Oh God, forgive me of my faults and my failures and my sins. God, because I want to please you. I want to please you. I want to please you. Man, do you know what why they do a survey in these restaurants? They want to know what it is that you like, what it is that you want. They want to know what it is that pleases you, what it is that pleases you. If you're not satisfied, we want to change. If you don't like the food, we want to change our menu. If you don't like the food that we're serving you, we want to change it. If you don't like our service, we want to improve. We want to do better. Lord, I want you to be pleased with what you receive from me, Lord. I want you to be pleased with my life. If my life's not clean, I want my life to be clean, Lord. God, if I'm doing something in my life that is not pleasing to you, I want to remove it from my life. If I have an attitude in my life, Lord, that is not pleasing to you, I want to remove that attitude. God, if I don't love somebody, Lord, God, and I know that displeases you, I want to love them. Lord, if there's some action that I'm performing that is not pleasing to you, God, I want to quit doing it. I want to please you, Lord. I want my life to please you. I want everything about my life to bring pleasure to you, Lord. Amen. They want you. They want to know, amen, are you satisfied with our food that we serve you? Does it taste good? Do you find it enjoyable? Amen. I want to please you, Lord. I want to please you, Lord. Amen. You know what else? They always are worried about their service, their level of service. Do you feel like we met the level of service? Let me ask you, amen, in your service to God, do you feel like you have pleased God? In your level of service to God, what have you done for God this week? What's God done for you? What have you done for the Lord this week? How have you served God? In what capacity? To what degree have you served the Lord? Have you just went through your life this week and enjoying the blessings of God and the goodness of God? Or have you tried to serve the Lord? Have you tried to find some way, amen, that you can offer your service unto God and to be a blessing to the Lord? I believe God is pleased when we serve him. Amen. When we offer our service to the Lord, not living unto ourselves and only unto ourselves. Amen. But living to please God. Have you reached somebody else for Christ? Have you talked to somebody else about the Lord? Did you witness to somebody? Did you lead somebody to God? What did you do for God this week? Man, did you do some kind deed to somebody? Did you show God's love to somebody who needed God's love? Man, did you bless somebody with finances that maybe was in need? Did you give food to somebody that was hungry? Did you clothe somebody that was in need of clothing? Hey, man, did you warm somebody that was cold? Hey, man, what service did you do for God this week? And would the Lord be pleased? Lord, I want to have a passion to please the Lord. Amen. I want to look for areas and ways, amen, that I can please God. Amen. Boy Scouts do it so they can get a merit badge. Amen. I want to do it so I please God. Amen. I want the Lord to be pleased with what he sees in my life, with my level of service. Amen. I want him to look down and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. I want the Lord to be pleased with me. Amen. I want the Lord to be pleased with my service to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't understand why some restaurants, when you go in there, they serve you hot food and they turn the temperature of the place up to 90 degrees. I don't understand why when you go into an ice cream place, hey man, they've got the air conditioning going at 60 degrees and they're selling you ice cream. Do you know what? Atmosphere is a lot. Right? Amen. Your surroundings, it means a lot. If you have to go, listen, if you have to go and you have to, if you have to walk on a floor that crunches underneath your feet to go get your food, you're not going to be satisfied. If you're walking up to order, you're going into a restaurant and your feet are sliding on the floor because it's so dirty and grimy, amen, you're not going to be satisfied. Amen. If you have to wipe off your own table and clean your own table, you're not going to be satisfied. Right? Amen. They want to create a clean environment. Amen. There's somebody up in a corporate office somewhere that is really concerned that those restaurants are clean. It may not be the worker that's getting paid $3 an hour. It may not be the manager, but there is somebody somewhere in a corporate office that it means something that that restaurant is clean. And that's why they ask you, did you find the place presentable? Did you find the restaurant clean? Did it meet your expectations? Amen. When the Lord looks at my life, amen, I want him to be pleased with everything in my life. When I offer up my praise to the Lord, amen, I don't want it to be a stench in the nostrils of God. Amen. But I want him to be pleased with it. Amen. When I offer up my prayers, amen, to the Lord, amen, I don't want him to turn his stomach, but I want him to be pleased with my life. Amen. I want my life to have a passion. Hallelujah. Amen. When I offer up my praise and my prayer, amen, when I glorify God, when I come into the house of the Lord, amen, I want to come and I want God to be pleased with my devotion to him. Amen. Are you sure that God's pleased with you? Are you sure that God's pleased with you? Hallelujah. You ever wonder what they do with those survey cards that they get handed into them? You ever wonder what they do with those? I know in your mind, what you're thinking is at the back of the manager's office, they've got a shredder. And they just shred it. And probably maybe sometimes those are totally disregarded. But I believe there's in most restaurants, there's somebody that probably cares. If it's in a corporate office of a chain restaurant, if it's the mom and pop store, there's probably a grandpa somewhere that cares about it. He started that, and he's concerned about it. Amen. If you go into Chick-fil-A, man, there's a man named Truett Cathy that is probably greatly concerned about what your opinion is when you go into a Chick-fil-A. Christian man, by the way. Truett Cathy, he's probably concerned about it. Probably know, you know what? Then maybe the guy stand behind the checkout counter right there, the cash register, he may not care, but there's somebody that cares. Can I tell you this? Man, I'm not here to please you. I don't live my life to please you. All that I do, you probably don't care. Probably don't matter to you. Amen, but there's somebody in heaven, amen, that's concerned about it, and it means something to God when I please him. Hallelujah. Amen. I want the Lord to be pleased. I want the Lord to be pleased. Amen. All that I do for the Lord, Amen. You may not, affect you not one bit. You may not care at all. Amen. But I care because I want to please God. I want to please the Lord. Do you have a passion to please God?